and I don't need anyone but a human being. Cannot say that. When he will say, I'm strong, I'm young, he will say, what's your education? If you are illiterate, the hell with your strength. So what? The first thing you should have is that education, because that's what we are. That's the difference. That's what we were talking about. That's what we show you every single time here, that this is what's missing. That's what you should get. That's selflessness. That's part of we, not me. From this me. Yes.
The king's favours, of which the tale has been told above, were veiled from his heart by his outrageous insolence. Even so did Namrud ignorantly and blindly trample underfoot those favours.
This is it. Look at it. It's so easy to forget. Because what you have, it's yours, right? What do you have? Is yours? Or is given to you? Who are you? Whatever you have is given to you. Even you have a big arm, it's given to you. So what? The animal, the self, easily will become arrogant by having something. Don't be like that, please. Yes.
Now he has become an infidel and is waylaying. He is acting with arrogance and pretending to divinity. By means of three vultures, he has gone towards august heaven in order to battle with me.
And do you remember? He was really the king. And he said, let's have some of these birds to carry me up. I will show him to God. I'm the king. That was what? What do you think when you hear this story? Oh, you think that someday this happened? No, these are the stories we made to teach you. Don't do this. Don't be like this. Try to change. Yes.
And has killed 100,000 innocent children that he might find Abraham. For the astrologers declared that, according to the forecast for the year, there would be born an adversary to combat him. Hark, take precautions to repel that enemy. In his craziness, he would fain kill every child that was born.
Do you remember the story? When he was told that this year it will, that time, a child will be born that will change everything. We're talking about Abraham. He ordered to kill all the children which are born in around that time. And Kurio, when we want to say that, okay, the hell with him, we'll say, let him be blind. His eyes will be blind to see that he killed everyone. He missed just that one that he wanted to kill. Because this is what it is. You are doing a lot of things. But you miss the most important stuff, because you are planning to change the future for you. Huh? The future is written and is being somehow improving, going somewhere, and the hell with all the people who wouldn't like it, because they like something which is not going to happen. We are talking about this existence and what's going to happen to you, yes?
To confound him, the inspired child was saved. The blood of the others remained upon his neck.
Yeah.
Oh, 'tis wonderful. Did he obtain that ember, that empire from his father, so that he was befooled by the darkness of noble lineage? If father and mother were an obstacle to others, he derived the jewels in his pocket from me.
Look at this guy. Okay, he is a prince, white. His father and mother gave him this. Right? He didn't do anything to be a prince, but they gave him, the spoiled children. The children who are given a lot with the parents and they don't do anything because they're arrogant and they're prince. And why should they listen to someone else? They could tell everyone to what to do. Yes?
Assuredly, thy wicked carnal soul is a rapacious wolf. Why art thou laying the blame on every comrade? In its misguidedness, the foul, disbelieving, unconscionable carnal soul is
a... When we talk about that strange wolf, we are talking about the ego, which could turn to that wolf. This ego, if it is inflated, oh my God, it will ruin everything. This is what it is. And this is the magic which is working for billions of years for all animals. We are not animals. Yes?
In its misguidedness, the foul, disbelieving, unconscionable carnal soul is a cap for the disease, is a cap for 100 bald pates. For this reason, O poor slave, I am always saying, do not remove the chain from the neck of the cur.
This ego is something that you should never, ever let free. Never. This is like a dog that you have to have a chain to control it, because it will inflate. Yes, it becomes the biggest. Yes.
If this cur has become a teacher, it is a cur still. Be thou one whose carnal soul is abased, for it is evil natured. Thou wilt perform thy bounden duty if thou go round about Suhail as Taif Hyde, in order that Suhail may redeem thee from the vices of the skin, and that thou mayest fit the foot of the beloved like a boot. The entire Quran is a description of the viciousness of carnal souls. Look into the holy book. Where is thine eye?
Yeah, what do you see when are you looking there? Look at all the holy books. What do you see? You will see a picture of that ego which is doing this and doing that and doing that, and in the book they will say control it, don't let it do this, don't let it do that. All is here. The source of all the stuff, things are in me. It's ego. That's the main problem of the human beings. How could I say it? This is the last paragraph you're listening to. Yes.
An account of the carnal soul of people like Art, which found weapons, took the utmost pains to combat the prophets. From generation to generation, the wickedness of the undisciplined carnal soul was the cause of the world being suddenly set on fire.
This is a trick. The human being, which is transformed by language to this we, is carrying always that ego with, which is the source of all the wrongdoings which is happening all over again and again and again. Honest. احمد رایل می گفته این ندیب برکه رحم آمد تو را از هر شکل کشید گفت بر جمله درم سوزد به درد لیک ترسم امر را اهمال کرد تا بگویم کاش که یزدان مرا در عوض قربان کند به هر فضا گفت برکه بیشتر رحم آمدد از که دل پرسوز و بریان تر شدد گفت روزی کشته ای بر موج نیست می شکستم زنج تا شد ریز ریز پس بگفتی قبض کن جان همه جز زنی و غیر تفلیزان را هر دو بر یک تخته در ماندند تخته را آن موج ها می راندند باز گفتی جان مادر قبض کن تفل را بگذار تنها زن را کن چون ز مادر بگسلیدم تفل را خود تو می دانی چه تلخ آمد مرا بس بدیدم دود ماتم های زفت تلخی آن طفل از فکرم نرفت گفت حق آن طفل را از فضل خیش موج را گفتم فکم در بیشه ای پرسوسن و ریحان و گل پردرخت میوه‌دار خوش اکل چشمه های آب شیرین زلال پروریدم طفل را با صد دلال صد هزاران مرغ مطرب خوش صدا اندران روز فکنده صد نوا بسترش کردم زبری نسترن کرده او را ایمن از صد میفتن گفته من خورشید را کورا مگز باد را گفته برو آهسته وز ابر را گفته برو باران مریز بر را گفته برو مگرای تیز زین چمن ایدی ممر این اعتدال پنجه ای بهمن بر این روزه ممر همچو شیبان راهی از گری انید وقت جمعه بر راه خط می کشید تا برون ناید از آن خط گوسفند نه در آید گرگ و دزد با گزند بر مثال دایره تعوید هود کندر آن سرسر امان آل بود هشت روزی اندر این خط تن زنید و از برون مصره تماشا می کنید بر هوا بردی فکندی بر حجر تا دریدی لعما از همدیگر یک گروه را بر هوا در هم زدی تا چو خشخاش استخوان ریزان شدی آن سیاست را که لرزید آسمان مثنوی اندر نگنجد شرعان گر به طب این می کنی ای باد سرد گرد خط و دایره آن هود گرد ای طبیعی فوق طبع این ملک بین یا بیا و محو کن از مصحفین مغریان را من کن بندی بنه یا معلم را به مال و سهم ده عاجزی و خیل کن عجز از کجاست عجز تو تابی از آن روز جزاست عجزها داری تو در پیش لجوج وقت شد پنهانیش را تک خود نک خروج خرمان که این عجز و حیلت قوت اوست در دو عالم خفتند در ظل دوست.